This is CliffCentral.com.
Hello, hello, hello. It's your man, G-Man the Ad Man. What's going on? What's going on? It's another week of beautiful advertising. I mean, I say beautiful, but we use that word loosely every now and then. Adverts can, they can be weird. We've seen quite a few weird ones this past week. In fact, I've seen quite a few weird ones in the past 2 weeks. Sometimes now I wonder what happens at reviews and what happens at client meetings. You know, because it amazes me like how people get into presentations and present some of those things, and the client says, "Yes, that's the one I want, guys. Let us produce this one," because anyway, it's fine. It's also Lurie's week. It's going to be exciting. I know a lot of people. There's some people that's already down there. I know a lot of the judging has started this week as well. So good luck to everyone that's judging Lurie's this week. Asanga ropi na banya bantwana. Let's vote fairly, in the spirit of elections, guys. Let us carry on in that manner and avoid coalitions if we can. Let's just vote properly there, guys, and make sure that the right work wins. I wonder if you know the trends are going to be exactly the same. Are we going to see the Middle East once again, coming in and killing us, as they've done before? Or is it going to be another classic year where we see some dope work that win one more time as we are used to having? Today's going to be an amazing week. It's going to be an amazing show once again. I've got great guests in the studio with me. You guys, some of you might know these cats. Some of you don't. If you don't know these cats, by the end of the show, you will know exactly who I'm talking to. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about because you'll hear the noise. And the mess that's gonna be in the studio with me today, I just want to make sure that we do remember that going back to the Lurie's thing, they are in Durban once again, second year running that the Lurie's are in Durban. Last year was kind of their first year, it was their maiden year, and it was there were still one or two things they were not quite used to the noise of advertising people. But I get the sense that just like happened in Margate and happened in Cape Town, from the second year, the mess is clear. And the parties are going to be out of control. The chairman's party's on Friday. It's going to be off the chains. If I know Neo Mashego the way I know him, that party on Friday is going to be out of control. So shout out Neo Mashego. We are looking forward, to an amazing party. I've spoken to one or two people who say they're going to be performing at that party. I can't give you details yet because I don't think that they've released those details. So I don't want to jump the proverbial gun here and run my mouth. But I hear the performance, it's going to be dope. There's going to be some dope for performances. I also spoke to some people that are going to be performing at the show. It's amazing. I remember a time when Patricia Lewis used to perform at the Lurie's. The Lurie's used to be exciting, guys. But Patricia Lewis, and it wasn't even ironic. It wasn't because someone thought, oh, let's go back and revisit the... No. It was the entertainment for the night was Patricia Lewis. So I think we've come far. I remember that one year there were the pro twerkers at the Lurie's. I enjoyed the Lurie's that year. pro twerking. That even that girl, that Queen Twerk was on it. Remember her, the one with the video. On Instagram, you know that one. Anyway, let's not get into too much of that. But it's gonna be hey. In fact, let's leave pro checkers alone for a little bit. Anyway, let's talk about my guests on the show today. So, guys, that whole thing that people speak about that some of the jobs that are gonna exist say 10 years from now haven't even been invented. So some of those the things that people are going to be doing, the jobs that you're going to be doing 10 years from now, haven't even been invented. So it always amazes me. Like, what did these guys think they were going to be doing for my 5 years back, or when they were in high school? Did they think, I'm going to be doing, this job that they're up to right now? But I'm gonna let them tell you what they've been up to. So I have the pleasure today of having two good friends of mine. In fact, we've actually graduated recently to family. We've graduated recently to family on Twitter. I've got the boys from Book of Swag out here with me today.
What it is?
What's going on, Buffetti? What's going on?
Chill, G man. Yeah, man.
Ah, you know the time.
There was quite an intro.
Yeah.
Download the Cliff Central app.
See, I had to do that
on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store.
I had to do that. So you have to pay the bills, guys. You have to pay the bills. Anyway, guys, what's going on, man? What you guys been up to?
Hey, man. Yo,
We've been disrupting the internet, dog.
Yeah?
That's what we do.
And you guys do that pretty well.
We do that pretty well. Because, you know, with disruption, there's no formula, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, you can do just about anything. If it catches fire, it's on.
That's dope. So now tell me, guys. I mean, I think let's introduce you guys to everyone who's out there.
Sure.
You know, who is Book of Swag? What is Book of Swag? You know, who comes up with the name Book of Swag? Come on.
Yo, okay, we got to... let me do this.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a long story.
Alright, cool. We got time. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So about, I think, 8 or 9 years ago.
Yeah.
Me and a couple of buddies of mine were in Sun City for a spring break, Shandies.
Yeah.
You know, being young.
Sorry.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
And young Bongani has always been like a nerd.
Yeah.
Like, well, he's always had his girlfriend was his computer. But that computer used to fix everybody's computer.
Yeah. You know, in some places that means masturbation, right?
Ish. Yeah, no. Yeah.
Bongani, you'll have to explain.
No. Bongani, you know, in some places, girlfriend is a computer means Pornhub and X videos. You know, that's what it means, right?
Like Bongani, honestly, in the neighborhood was that kid who could fix literally everybody's Mac.
Dope.
Like, and nobody knew how he did that. Like, yeah. So I'd randomly get calls because he's like my little brother, man.
Yeah.
And they'd say, yo, can your brother come fix my Mac? I don't know what's wrong. People owned Macs. He didn't own one. Bongani didn't have a Mac.
But he was fixing Macs.
But he was fixing people's Macs.
Like hood mechanics, essentially.
Yeah,
like hood mechanics, yeah. All right.
So, like, one day we're in Sun City and Bongani, like, is messing around with his graphic skills there and he sends me this... it's like almost like a cover of myself and the boys. We were walking there like I'm staring, you know, like a staring thing when we were entering the value of ways. Like we asked like this poor lady, we're like, yo, please, this walk needs a picture.
Yeah.
So Bongani took that. We put that up on Facebook. He took that and he was like, yo, I have this idea of creating a magazine called The Book of Swag.
Okay.
This is 9 years ago.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
And look, at that time we were like, whatever, this is cool. We shared it on Facebook. We got the likes.
Yeah.
And you know, but we let it slide.
Yeah.
But I think essentially myself and Kay, who's not here, who's our creative director.
Oh, that's what's up. Shout out Kay. What's going on, man?
Also at Book of Swag, you can give yourself whatever title you want.
Yeah.
So Kay is a creative director. He gave that one to himself.
I know, guys. Kay, leave Kay alone, man. Hey. Kay, my brother, we're together. Yep. Listen to Tulane.
Kay, what's going on, man? Shout out Kay. What's going on, bruv?
At Kay the Radio there on Twitter.
So so tell me then, guys. I mean, so what do you guys do? What does Book of Swag do? I mean, if you were to kind of encapsulate that into, you know, one or two sentences.
We do what's necessary.
Yeah, but what does that mean, my man? I mean, every time I've walked into a club and bought a bottle of Moët and thought it was necessary and realized it was a bad idea. You know what I mean? And realized later it was a bad idea. That was necessary at the time. You know what I mean? So what does Book of Swag do? I mean, what do you... Yeah.
Look, we're content creators.
Right.
Number one. Our specialty is in the youth culture.
Okay, dope.
We spent a lot of our time and our lives kind of... trying to document the youth culture, trying to tell a different story. I mean, we grew up, like, if you were from Soweto, like I am, you'd know about Bona magazine, Libo Drum magazine, were kind of always telling the story for us. But we felt like, yo, but this is not the real story.
Yeah.
You know, like, so we kind of felt like we wanted to be involved, contributing into telling that story. You know, like, and we didn't have any professional training or whatnot, but we knew that we had opinions and we had the internet. So we could get to... What the internet taught us is that we can reach anybody at any time. You know what I mean? So that's what we set out to do. We were like, look, there's so much rich content in Joburg, just Joburg alone.
That's not
being told. Because if you look at the stands right now, if you go to like whatever supermarket and you look at the magazines there, they've probably got the same people over and over again.
Yeah.
And that for us was like, how so many stories that are not being told here? How can we contribute in telling that story?
So it's always Peltus. You know what I mean? I mean, not that I mind. You know what I mean? I mean, shout out Piltusi. You know what I mean? Not that I mind. You know? Hopefully,
like, there's more.
Yeah,
you know, like,
yeah.
If you are there, if you're on the ground, if you know, and I know most of the time when you talk to people about the culture in Joburg, they think Bramfontein.
Yes.
Nah, it's bigger than that. You know, there's Soweto, there's stories in Soweto, there's stories in Alex. the stories in Mamelodi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we wanted to
Admash.
And Admash.
so many stories.
But okay, cool. That sounds like you guys have, you know, kind of a far, you have to have some kind of far reach, you know, yeah, in order to get all these stories and whatever. Bongani, I mean, tell me, I mean, how many of you guys are in this book of swag? How many pages are in this book of swag, to extend the metaphor? And how do you guys get yourselves to kind of reach all those places?
Oh man, there's four of us at Book of Swag.
Yeah.
We have a lady there.
Oh yeah.
Shout out to Lolo.
What's going on?
The first female Avenger of Book of Swag.
Yeah.
Lolo Lonwabo.
What's going on, Lolo? What's up?
What are you doing?
PE.
Yeah.
Trying to get a better life, you know, education. Shout out to you.
That's dope. That's dope. Yeah.
And then it's myself, it's Kay, and Twice, obviously. And now there's four of us.
Yeah. So how do you guys like make sure that you get, like you said, now Twice? I mean, there's stories pretty much all over Joburg, really.
I'd like to just give you like a quick, like, yeah, how we got to Book of Swag.
Right.
What Book of Swag is now,
school,
right?
School me, boy.
So about 5 years ago, né?
Yeah.
We were like founding members of Soweto Magazine, .com.
SowetoMagazine.com?
Actually, I beg your pardon, that's .co.za.
Yeah.
So, like, obviously, at Soweto Magazine, we kind of felt like I didn't have the qualifications to be hired by whatever media publication. Yeah. So, we all of us felt the same, and we're like, Yazin, who can take pictures? Come along.
Yeah, got you.
And then we started, and then Soweto Magazine really grew online. At the time, I mean, about 5 years ago, when you had like 68,000 readers a month, that was a lot. But nobody understood what that meant.
So you'd go
to marketers and be like, yo, listen, we have 68,000 readers. Yeah. And they're like, okay.
Yeah.
You get an invite to a party. And we're like, damn, man. But yeah, like things happened. Like we had a lot to learn at Soweto Magazine. So it fell apart in the end. Because, I mean, there was no discipline. We were kind of... This is Enzel. Like, ofuna something. You just put like, use your Soweto Magazine you're in.
Yeah.
You know, so we kind of used that loosely, but we took a lot of psychographics and a lot of info and demographics from that.
Right.
And we created the Book of Swag. Like the culture of blogging was growing.
Right. You know,
like abroad. Because Bongani is like, he's like the genius at the back.
Yeah, I'm
like the mouth.
Yeah, you...
Bongani is like, he gave me notes. Like, yo, chief, say this.
Yeah.
Or else.
So Bongani would like
he'd
be like this blogging culture, he was already onto it, you know,
right,
about 4 years ago. And we were like, okay, cool. We wanted to tell, we didn't want to be a traditional magazine.
Yeah.
We didn't want to have traditional writers.
Mm.
So we started going out there and tackling like different stories.
And
part of the stories, I remember we were talking about advertising.
Yeah.
You know, because for Tina, advertising was almost, we were being advertised too.
Right.
So we didn't know the industry. We didn't, like, all we knew was that the radio ads.
Yeah.
The, you know, the billboard. That's all. But we were like, yo, half of this stuff. Yeah.
Rubbish.
This Omo billboard has been there for, you know.
Remember the time when they used to have the physical Omo box?
The actual box. You know you're going to buy Omo. Yeah. It's there. You know, like,
no, guys, and don't think that stuff has stopped. You know what I mean?
Yeah, still,
like I said, I mean, the lures are coming up. We are going to see all kinds of things that are a bit shitty.
Yeah.
Because you know, for the same reason that you're talking about, you know, people still advertise at us.
So I think number one, Kay, who's really got like a passionate thing for advertising, he's always been like studying
the pioneers
from abroad, you know, like,
yeah.
And you'd always be like talking about Saatchi this guy, Saatchi that,
or, right.
All these great people who started advertising abroad.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, it would be really cool if we could do like a segment on transformation in advertising.
Oh, what's up?
You know?
Yeah.
So we did our thing. We're like wizards on the internet.
Yeah.
So we found this character who was being honored. He was
wizard.
Actually, he got a Lifetime Achievement Award last year at the Lurie's, Tony Gonderman.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
So
shout out Tony Gonderman.
Shout out Tony.
We're going to be seeing you this weekend, boy. Yeah.
So he's like he was our advertising. You know, he was intrigued by, so why do you guys want to do this?
Yeah.
We're like, no, we just want to know. Like, we want to know about transformation in advertising.
Black transformation,
doesn't look,
that is.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't
right.
look like there's transformation
from
where. Like, it still feels like somebody else is telling the black story.
I'm very interested. What was his answer to that?
He was like, yo, guys, I'm doing this Winning Ways conference thing where I'm inviting these pioneers.
Oh.
Or you guys can come and ask them yourself.
Yeah.
You know, they'll all be there. And these names to me were like, I didn't know who Ahmed Tili was,
I didn't know
who Mike Charlotte was, but they were all in that room.
Fantastic.
So we went and all we had were questions. But half, like, what the golden thread of what everybody said is, you are not, nobody's starting their own thing. You know, it's like, yeah, oh, like the black talent just wants to be hired guns. Like they go to AAA, then they,
yeah, then they get into someone's
agency.
Get a
job, you know. Yeah. Also, the money is nice.
Hey, you know, it's funny. It's funny you should say that, man, because, you know, as you know, even on this platform, we speak about this transformation thing a whole lot.
Sure.
You know, and it's very interesting that, you know, this hired guns conversation comes up because it's, the industry finds itself in a very strange place right now.
Yeah.
Where, because that's exactly what a lot of people are doing now, right? People are going, you know what? Yeah, maybe I'm done with working for Saatchi and Saatchi or for Ogilvy.
Yeah.
You know, maybe what I want to do is I want to start my own thing.
Yeah.
But at then at the same time, there's still a need. You know, because the other side of this, of that conversation is, okay, so if we come out of those, come on, it's fine. It gets hot in here. the other side of the conversation is the fact that, you know, then means there's nobody inside agencies to actually make the real change.
Yeah.
You know, then they keep making work like Sanborn and Ama Weekend because nobody's there to actually, you know what I mean? So for me, it's a double-edged sword because it doesn't really sound like a solution, you know? So but then, I mean, to get back to you guys, is that when you figured, damn it, that we must start our own thing?
Look, we were, at the time, Book of Swag was hitting 100,000 readers a month.
Yeah.
Like it was fluctuating
100,000 readers a month.
100,000 was fluctuating between 80,000 and 100,000. And we're at Josie Hub, so we're at the heart of the youth culture, you know. Like,
that's what's up.
So we were like sitting in a shared office space with kids who had ideas but didn't know anything about blogging,
right?
You know? So we were kind of like,
you're mining.
We were like, that, when people were like, what is the thing you're doing? Maybe I should start my own thing, you know what I mean? Like, so we decided, no, look, maybe we could like, perhaps start our own agency.
But
you know,
on that note, like, shout out to Chris Gods because he's the one that like actually gave us a great co-sign.
Shout out Chris Gods.
Yeah,
all out in Chicago, City.
Because he straight up told us like, if you guys start your own shit, we'll support you.
Oh, that's dope.
And then like he actually did it.
That's fantastic. So, yeah. Was he up here at the time? Or was he still in Cape Town?
He was still in Cape Town, but he was flying back and forth.
Alright, that's dope. That's a big co-sign, man.
That was a big co-sign. Yeah. I mean, like when. Look, our numbers were ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
We were not playing. Chief, we were not playing here. We're taking over this internet thing, you know what I mean? Like, so when we talk, like, so basically whoever we showed our numbers to, and like Google will help you with that stuff.
They'll
give you analytics. You can't lie.
Yeah.
You know? So Chris Gods was like, okay, but how can we get like fit you guys into this thing?
Yeah.
So he introduced us to a number of people at the Ad Reviews. I remember like, I think 3-4 years ago or something.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were interested in talking to us, but also we were not clear on what it is we wanted to be known for.
Right. And have you guys clarified that now?
We've definitely clarified.
We got offered jobs, man. You know, no.
Do you see the thing that I'm talking about now? Where you must start your own thing, but you got offered jobs. You know what I mean? It's for me,
tough, man.
Yeah, no. Also, we were hungry. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hungry Ganjan, isn't hungry for success or Beglambegi?
Beglambegi. No. Like, the hunger for success has always been there. We were splitting $20 for lunch between three people, you know, like fish and chips. Shout out, yo, you saved our lives, boy.
Shout out to Shaba.
Save our lives. $20 would go a long way in that place, but.
Yeah.
So, I think at the time we were offered, like, we were told, listen, can this Book of Swag thing come through to this agency? I won't mention names.
Yeah.
But to us, it was like, ish, you know, like 15 grand at the time for each of us sounded great.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we were like, yo, hey,
yeah,
also, at the same time, we had a vision. Yeah,
right.
We're like, we could feel, and also, I feel like we had a vision, but something greater was happening.
Right.
Because we refused. We were like, nah, we're not going to do it. We'd rather, like, slam the steel. Something has to give.
Yeah.
And fortunately, I'd been talking to John Davenport. From Island Davenport. And
shout out John.
Cool. Shout out to JD.
Shout out JD. Hey, this one is working overtime now, guys. I'm telling you.
Loop it, chief.
But I get it, guys. I get it. Touch is now in the building, guys.
Touch it. Shout out to Touch.
Touch is in the building, my man. This is endorsement on another level. Yeah, sorry.
So, so we spoke to John and John invited us in. And you know what? Like, what we liked about John is that he didn't speak figures first.
He didn't
throw a number because he could see you were like skinny little kid. Yeah. Shame. They need to eat this kid.
Let's start like, with breakfast.
Let's start with breakfast, guys. Are you cool? We're like, yeah, please, anything. And then, so, like, he didn't throw numbers at us. He wanted to understand what it is we wanted to achieve, yeah, or what it was at the time.
And I mean, without interrupting you, I mean, I think, and has that been, you know, the throwing of numbers, is that, yeah, kind of the way the modus has been from other agencies? Is, yeah, has it been like, you know, they come at you and they say, okay, yeah, Oaks, what we need is like these numbers, bro, and, yeah, like, yeah, we need you to just say this in, yeah, like, you know, in like black.
Yeah, yeah. Like straight up, like, yeah, some people like really didn't sugarcoat. They're like, yeah, yo, put this thing on ice. This Book of Soak thing is cool, but
yeah,
well, how many people are on the internet really?
Oh, no, get out.
Yeah, for real. And at the time,
and this is not a long time ago.
This, yeah, is not a long time ago. It's, yeah, maybe like 24 months. Yeah, 24 months.
No ways, man.
That's right. Like, yeah, and yeah, we were gonna put it on ice, but we were like, nah.
Yeah,
because it was cool. Because what we had started doing is our readers were like in Germany, we had readers in Nigeria, we had readers in Kenya.
Wow.
So we had readers.
That's an international swag,
we had, like, so yeah, we were like, how could we put this on ice?
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
we're talking, we're already curating TEDx youth in Mel Park.
That's insane.
You know, we're involved in that stuff. Like, and Kay was starting to travel also. Like,
yeah,
he was getting invited by the Bill Gates Foundation off the work that at the back of the work of Book of Soul.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And yeah, that's the stuff that you can't show to people.
Yeah. You are, wow. Yeah. Kay, and Kay been traveling. I mean, he's traveling right now to the license department.
Shout out to Kay one more time.
He's traveling to the license.
Yeah, Kay is a wanderer.
Yeah, he's a traveling man.
That is crazy shit, man. Because, you know, what amazes me is that, you know, like, there's all this talk about how digital is kind of taking over,
yeah,
and how it's kind of the next frontier or the current frontier. And yet at the same time, there's this big perception. Well, there was this perception even 24 months ago,
yeah,
that you know, the people on the ground,
yeah,
have no internet.
Yeah,
yeah, look.
That is insane.
This thing won't,
man,
make you money. Like, how are you, wow, going to make money?
Wow.
That was the question.
Thing, yeah, man. So, but now tell me this, though. Like, I mean, just kind of take a step back. You, yeah, you spoke about how, you know, your blog kind of blew up,
yeah,
you know? I mean, and we all know the amount of blogs that are out there,
yeah,
you know,
there,
and,
yeah,
and they're shitload. Because of exactly what the medium is. Today, anybody can step up and say, I think I've got a blog about, you know,
yeah,
this thing,
yeah,
and it comes up. How do you guys arrive at going, you know what, how do you arrive at making your blog kind of so stand out that people go, damn it, this, look, is exactly,
think,
the place for me to go.
I think what,
other than the numbers, obviously.
Yeah. I think what made us, what separated us from a lot of other bloggers is that,
yeah,
we were really on the ground.
That's right.
Like, we, like, hit Josie hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
time, boy.
If you were inviting us to a whatever, like, MD conference, we, yeah, were there in your face.
Jeez. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, we were never shy to, like, for us, Bill Gates and
Mendoza.
Yeah,
yeah.
They, like, get the same kind of treatment.
That is dope shit.
You know, like, that, and that
shit,
kind of, like, that helped us,
yeah,
like, the fear, like, we were, like, fearless.
Yeah,
you know what,
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And at the time, mind you, we were, like, working off, like, a BlackBerry and one,
yeah,
laptop.
Wow.
One is put together, laptop, because these genius ways.
Yeah. Shout out to my relic. It's somewhere in the basement.
it did us, it served us well.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. So at this point, you say you encountered John Davenport.
Yeah.
Is that when, did you guys then move into their building, or you know, were you guys still working remotely?
At the time, we were still working remotely. Like,
yeah.
But you know, like, for us, when we went back to Josie Hub, into our little corner there,
yeah,
we spoke about location.
That's,
you know,
right.
We were like, damn it, you saw that office. It's nice, chief. Right?
Yeah.
not there. What, if they make an offer, we go in.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they said, yo, listen, come. Do you guys want to come through?
Yeah.
And for us, that was like, we didn't even think twice. We were,
yeah,
like, we don't care. Like, you guys don't have to offer us anything.
Yeah. We
got to
be
long
up
as we
in
are
there.
Here.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if we're this part of town.
Yeah. It means a whole lot.
It means a whole lot. And a lot of people start taking you seriously. You know,
yeah,
what I mean? Like, you tell people, because they look at you and they're like, oh, Book of Swag. Because before they see us,
yeah,
they like respect Book of Swag.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
exactly.
Oh my God, Book of Swag is amazing.
Yeah.
And then they see us and they're like, you're Book of Swag.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, are you sure?
Yeah, it's us. But who does it belong to? It's like, it's a.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so
insane.
Now,
yeah,
so now, like, if you invite people to your office,
yeah,
and then they get to Ilova and they're like, hey,
yeah,
man, this guy, oh, serious.
He, you're the Book of Swag.
Yeah, no, they're like, yo, they go back and they start talking money. Like,
yeah,
no, I think we have to make them an offer.
And yeah, that's crazy shit, man. Okay, you know what? There's a whole lot to talk about.
Yeah,
but okay, so I'm still out here hanging out with Book of Swag. Hit us up. Hit us up. Hit us up on a number 0861-555-189. If you have any question for the guys, you know, if you remember them from Josie Hub, you know what I mean. If you ever bumped into them at a party and you know they didn't say what's up, because I know Twice gets like that sometimes. Yeah, you know? Hey, Twice. He gets involved. He didn't say what's up. Or hit us up on Twitter at Cliff Central, or hit me up on my Twitter account and at Blacksim. And then maybe also hit them up straight on their Twitter accounts. What are your Twitter handles?
At the Book of Swag SA. The Book of Swag SA.
Alright, dope. And then we'll chat. So let me pay some more bills for a little bit, and then after that I'm gonna play another track, and then when we come back we're gonna find out exactly where the cats are from, you know, important things like that, and then also if they can get Babes Wodumo to come onto the show.
You can trust.
Boom.
Babes.
How to start your great with Kellogg's and the Kelman 20.
Don't procrastinate. Do what you want to do and do it now.
Be as good as you can, but they can't actually ignore you.
Run your own race and stop comparing yourself to other people.
On your own pace, your own race, your own lane.
Love yourself enough to work on yourself and be honest with yourself.
The main thing is action every single day. Small attainable goals that will get you in the right direction.
Hashtag start your great.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Danny, selling both candy. Been at the match like Randy. The chopper go out for granted. Then nigga pull up your banner. Hope you killers understand me.
Hello, 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 I'm back. Panda. Press a push a panda. Is what we're going to be doing this weekend out there in at the Lurie's. Shout out once again to the Lurie's this weekend. There's a whole lot of excitement in the room today about about the Lurie's, about everything that might go down out there. I'm just nervous, really. I'm nervous. I'm very nervous. So guys, let's get into it. You know, I'm gonna chat about, you know, where does Twice? Like, Twice is not your name, Tulan. They might be listening. They might be listening at home. And you know, they're like, oh, who's this guy? Why did you call him Twice in the streets? In the streets of Joburg, he calls himself Twice. Where does Tulani hail from? You know, and because I think it's dope to, I want to know the mind that came up with Book of Swag and came up to where you guys are at right now. Where does that hail from?
Born in Soweto.
Yeah.
I grew up in Fuller South when I was 7,
yeah,
I moved to the city. I think that's what changed my life, moving to the city, like living in the city
at
the age of 7 and going to school. Like, at the time I went to school, I lived in the city, but I still went to school in Soweto.
Wow.
So I traveled, so I took the taxi.
That's like the opposite of what everyone else's life is.
Right. Yeah. Survivor, Johannesburg. I had to do it on my own.
Yeah.
So my mom, Dukes, would be like, "Yabona like commissioner."
Yeah.
Ukhamba so. And she looked like an ex. And then we were at the Kazamula.
Wow.
So like as a kid, like I had...
In the morning, you were going in the opposite direction of all of us.
Everybody else.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody
was
going to the city. Me, I was going
Wow, that's interesting.
Back to class. And then I lived in the city like my whole life. I think about 3 years ago, I moved to Alexander.
Yeah.
Gomorrah. So
shout out Alexander.
Shout out to Gomorrah Ninja.
That's what's up.
So I think for me, living in the city was such an eye opener, because living in Soweto, all I knew was Soweto. I knew the language, like the people, like, because they're fine, I guess. So moving to the city, like my next door neighbor was this white girl, and my other neighbor was an Indian. I was
Who's that? What the hell?
I couldn't speak the language. But look, one thing about Josie is that you have to adapt or die. You know, the city teaches you that.
Yeah,
you kind of have to look out.
That was Duncan, guys.
Duncan is actually giving me mic tips. get closer.
Sorry about that.
I think that I encountered young Bongani there when in my stay in the city where we both lived in Yeovil.
Oh, you stayed in Yeovil as well, Bongani?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
In 2002.
Ah, right.
Bongani was like 8.
9.
8 or 9. Shit.
Yeah.
I was like 4.
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy. So and I mean, Bongani, you stayed in Yeovil all your life.
Between Yeovil and like Orlando on weekends.
All right. So and I mean, obviously that dual citizenship, if I can call it that.
Yeah.
You know, of existing.
Visa. Yeah.
Yeah. The two passports that you had.
Yeah.
You know, must have had a huge influence on kind of your view on shit. You know, and for me, it's always been the thing that makes me feel like you know, we've always had some kind of advantage because, you know, you get to live on both sides of the planet.
Yeah, I mean, look, it is so cool. My figure chose in there, Tolin Koma, as well as Glalipiolo. That's why I'm so weird. You know, everybody's like, oh, this guy's so weird.
This guy's it. He's our guy.
Marikas, we are pretty average. Yeah. It was happening, best of both. It was a blessing. I mean, we didn't have much, you know.
Yeah.
But like I said, the city will teach you that stuff.
That's right.
Like I think I encountered the first generation of Nigerians who moved into the city.
Right.
Like, and those guys, like, they hustled.
Yeah.
I encountered the first Zimbabweans, you know, like, and they had their own hustle.
Yeah.
And so you kind of, like, at the end of the day, you could see it's like, la, just survive you.
Yeah, exactly.
At the end of the day, like, these cats are working for people who are so many kilometers away from home. Like, why can't we? I mean, we all have dreams. Like, I wanted to be this one thing at some point.
Yeah.
But obviously, because of the life.
Yes. Tape,
you know, you can't just walk into UJ and stuff.
Yeah, and say, hi, guys, I'm here.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Where do I sign up?
Where are those books?
Bro, they're like, ah, you see that queue.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you start there, chief, outside.
Yeah. And I guess, it takes me back to the thing that I said in the very beginning. How did you guys arrive at, you know, I'm going to be this thing, because that job didn't exist.
Yeah,
you know, and I mean, you've kind of told quite a detailed story of kind of the beginnings of Book of Swag.
Sure. Yeah.
But I mean, you know, it wasn't a job, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and was it born out of obviously out of a necessity?
Yeah, it was. It was a passion project at some point.
Yeah,
and then once we started getting the calls from all the cool publicists, people who were handling some really cool accounts in the country. That's when we realized, hey, there's actually a need for Book of Swag, you know? Like,
that's dope.
So, and also we were kind of pioneering this new generation. Like, a lot of people that I know that have successful blogs,
you know,
it's people that we kind of coached.
Dope.
We're not going to take credit for people's blogs.
Oh, here we go.
You know?
Oh, here we go.
Ninjas, you know. Cats know. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, that's insane.
I promise you, like, the only cats that were there at the time and that were doing best was Kipani.com.
Shout out to Kipani.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like those cats were probably, like, the only guys who were, like, doing, who had almost the same vision as us.
Yeah.
But obviously in a different lane and a different path altogether. But it was, for us, it was a passion project. We loved.
Yeah.
We're young. We love partying. Yeah. So, if I can... Triple A Express into the VV, VIP. I mean, come on.
So, but now tell me, does this kind of only extend to Joburg? Are there plans for Book of Swag to kind of, you know, expand its tentacles, like, this weekend into Durban, and into Cape Town or other towns as well?
We've been so fortunate, bro. Like, we've got contributors in Cape Town.
Oh, dope.
We've got one contributor in New York.
Oh, fantastic.
She's doing, like, a travel diary for us, and she's based there, but she does a lot of writing for Complex Magazine and Art Magazine, and she's a very good friend of Book of Swag, you know, like, so our vision, when we close our eyes together collectively is with an office in Nairobi wouldn't be a bad idea, you know.
Like, oh, that's what's up. That's really cool.
In New York would be
dope. I like the sound of that.
So yeah, I mean, Book of Swag is international.
Yeah,
we're just based here.
Yeah, but
we are out there in the world.
That's dope, man. So I mean, let's get into the mainstream of advertising.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
How does he says. So how has Book of Swag kind of made itself available to other aid agencies, and you know, and I'm sure it must be a weird, if you have, it must be a very strange thing to kind of arrive there and be, you know, the insights guys, you know, when there's when there's a strategy department inside there, you know, and you arrive and you find a strategy guy or a strategy girl, and they say, these guys are here to bring you insights.
Yeah.
How has that gone down?
It's tricky.
it's stupid and it's tricky.
let Bongani take this one. Like, it's like he's got something.
Shout out to everyone that pulls us out in their jobs.
Yeah.
And yo, guys, stop it. Stop making us sell people.
Yeah.
But it's fine. Like, it's been interesting, man.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
What was it? I mean, you don't have to mention agency names or whatever. But what was the last encounter that you had with agency where you kind of felt like, and like, Maris Chunani? Don't mention any names.
Yeah.
Don't mention any names. But, like, you know, tell me about that encounter where you kind of walked in and felt like, Mari,
yeah, I mean, look, sometimes, like when we got on, right, we were not traditional advertisers, so yeah. we had no idea. We knew what we knew how to do.
Like, yeah,
guys,
yeah.
Like, guys, if you want us to create a hashtag, we are there.
Yeah, exactly. You
know? And all the guys in advertising was like, creating hashtags. Yeah, it's as a span. Yeah. Yeah,
you know, it's not a real job.
I've had a lot of those conversations. But I think the truth of the matter is that we feel like we're working with like all the agencies in the country.
Yeah.
Because at some point, either their PR or somebody in some department wants to speak to black youth.
You know, yes.
And we're like that. We've got our finger right on the pulse of what the black youth is thinking, drinking, eating, and what they want to do tomorrow. You know what I mean? So we like there's a lot of agencies that we interact with, but there's some stuff that felt like this one, chief. Even if we're gonna have to let this one slide.
On that note, you know, like shout out to Wanda for this powerful quote.
Yeah.
Play the fool until you get paid in full. So shout out to Wanda on that one.
Oh guys, you guys are amazing. Because it sounds to me,
this
right?
Is the shout out show.
Guys. Yeah, this is a super shout out show.
Shout out show.
No, but it feels to me like, you know, you guys have also learned, you know, the way of advertising where twice kind of, you know, has the watered down version of and the euphemized version of things.
Yeah.
You know, Bongani just goes in. You know, just very, very bazanga masimba.
Yeah.
You know, that cracks me up.
You see,
but
quick team.
No, the team dynamics are dope. But I mean, without giving away your source code or kind of how you guys do stuff, do you think that strategists and essentially agency people should be looking for the insights in a different way? And what is it that you think they should change in order for them to go out there and find what's real?
Stop buying Unilever stats.
Yes. Boom.
That are done in Cape Town.
Boom. Like, boom. Those are big words, man. Because that's an institution in this game.
No, like listen, like half of the time, you can't tell me what people in Soweto are doing, and I don't agree with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's there on paper, and the whole agency is working on that stuff.
Right.
Like, one in two black people use Vaseline in winter. You know, like
get the hell out of here.
You don't even know why.
Yeah. Stop. You know? Cut that noise. You know? And just stop hiring these big research companies that give you stats from 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That, you know what? Yeah. You know, Bongani gets so impassioned that he flies away from the mic in order to say these deep things. Just stay close to the mic, Bongani. Come on.
Yeah, Mike. Yeah.
So, and I find that very interesting because I've been in some of those sessions as well, you know, where people say they were going to do an immersion in Soweto and they put people on a bus and they drive to Soweto and they go to people's houses and they say, yo, all these people are very brand conscious, hey? Because, like, when I was there, I saw Handy Andy Brew.
Yeah.
I saw, like, Sunlight. But forgetting that what actually happened is that someone told you that these people are coming, so you're not going to put your no name brand stuff in the front because abelungu bayeza.
Abelungu bayeza.
You know what I mean? So I'm not going to
go out like that.
Exactly. I'm going to put my good beans in the front.
I'm a bagash.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly it.
You know.
And then they walk away with these insights, and then you know that's how we end up with people dancing for tea and debit cards.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I was so appalled. I don't know. Like I saw this ad of this lady in a train, ne?
Yeah.
Ikado.
Yeah.
Metro rail, ne? And she opened an aero.
There we go.
Ah, people started dancing. I was like, what kind of Kado is this? But one? I have never been on the dancing like this.
But you know, I always say, you know, it always makes me feel, what was that presentation like? What was someone saying in that presentation? Say, yeah, what I know is there's this one part of the train where there's a church, right?
Yeah.
And then, and then it evolves into, let's put a chocolate in there. And it feels to me that there's going to be a long conversation that needs to be had about transforming people into getting real insights like what you guys deliver. And I mean so is that a thing that you think, you know, like people like agencies can bring you guys into rock like a young training to some of the people, some of their strategists.
Info@bookofswag.co.za.
You guys need to cut me a check because I just gave you guys a business idea right now on the show, son.
Look at this. Like, you know, info@bookofswag.co.za. But honestly, like half of the stuff that we hear in those strategy meetings, it's like, you know, some guy who lives somewhere in a fancy house, you know, and he did his proper research. Shout out to doing that proper research.
Yeah.
But that research does not reflect the people, true. You know, like.
Yeah, but I mean that's one side of that argument. The other side of it is I don't necessarily have to have been, I don't have to spend all my time in Jordan in order to go and get, to go and mine the insight that I need.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I can, if I need the insight that's about urban youth aged between 19 and 25, I go to Clayton.
Yeah.
Right? And
yeah.
And I'll get what I need.
Sure.
So is it a matter then of breaking it up into segments and you know, or is it a matter of them living it exactly the way you guys are?
I mean, like, I think you have to break it into segments.
Yeah.
Because, like, it to think Ukuthi people are one homogeneous group,
yeah,
that's where the error is made.
Yeah.
Half of the time. Yeah. We're like, yeah, you want to address all of us the same.
As bad.
Yeah, but
as bad.
We're in there in the crowd, like, yeah, he's not talking to me.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, but we're there nodding.
Yeah, 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 like, got you.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean? So, but I think we need to break this stuff down. You need to kind of get people, you need to talk to people, yeah, like differently.
Yeah. Yeah,
but even though, like, you can, people live in Soweto, and it doesn't mean you have one message for Soweto.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
there's people in Shawela who don't identify with
stuff from Deep Kloof.
Deep Kloof.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Shout out to the Burbs DK.
Yeah. This is the shout out show. Hey, Wongs, I'm just shouting out everybody, no, man, son.
The land is there in Deep Kloof as well.
So, yeah. Oh, they've got the land.
I know. Hey, the houses are nice.
Okay, so that's very interesting for me, because I think that, you know, there's a lot of this conversation that needs to be had, sure, in the mainstream. So would you, I mean, if I know we kind of hinted that, you know, the price was right at some point for you guys to kind of go, okay, we're going to go in-house with these guys. Well, not in-house, but you're going to, yeah, go work alongside these guys.
Yeah.
Is there a price that's going to make you guys, you know, tag onto a one agency and kind of go, we're going to be the in-house guys? And that, is that something that you guys have ever thought about?
Look, the price alone, it just won't do.
Dope.
You know, like, they need to be, like, there's a need for creatives, I feel, to kind of have, like, a certain freedom,
yeah,
of things. You know, like, the culture needs to kind of speak to what, yeah, we can't go into a place where it's rigid and now, yeah, we're wearing shirts.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, like, now, like, you know, we, like, the culture needs to be right.
Yeah.
And I mean, the price needs to be right as, yeah, well. But it, like, for me, it's not about the price. The money will come, you know. Like,
yeah, yeah.
And we know, we're well aware of that. We know the money will come.
Mm.
Also, like, when you've dealt with people, like, sometimes when you deal with people who are grown up and who are experienced,
yeah,
it's very difficult to show them something new.
Yes, 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 yes.
They only, like, I always say this, like, people only believe it when, like, New York Times writes about it.
That's right. When they
your blogging is gonna be the future, and then people start calling you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah. I heard you speaking about blogging the other day. I'm like, yo, yeah, we had to wait for New York Times.
Yeah,
to give us a cosign. But I also know it's like, that's how people are wired. Yeah. You know, like, sometimes, like, grown up,
it takes a while,
you know. And if you've been marketing for 20 years and you've been a genius at it, and now some kids are telling you, no, you need 140 characters to win. You know,
done.
Like, what? I have a whole document here, a slide with, you know,
yeah,
a presentation with 100 slides.
That's bad.
And now you have to chop that down into 140 characters.
Yeah.
You know, like, and that's what we're there for. You know, we are there to say, like, look, listen, like, if you, like, an experienced marketer,
yeah,
and us, we're still, like, you know, forging our way, but we've got the tone, you know, voice, and we've got the ideas.
That's dope.
If we work together, you know,
yeah,
don't always, like, you know, they always, these people, I'm gonna crush you. Like, no, you don't know anything. We've been doing this thing for 5 years.
Yeah, so please,
those questions. Are you equipped for this job?
Are you equipped for this job? That's beautiful. I like that. I like that. Somebody wants an insight from you, but they want to know if you are equipped for the job. No. That's beautiful. Yeah. So, I mean, I want to find out, though, do you think that there's space for more books of swag out there? Is it books of swag or book of swags?
One book.
One
book of swag. Yeah. The rest of the copycats.
Put some respect on your name.
There's room.
Yeah.
And I feel like if there are more book of swags, then there's an opportunity for us to expand and be better, you know?
Yeah.
Because then we might stay there and be comfortable and be complacent.
Right.
And feel like we're the ish.
That's what's
up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so, but if there's, like, other cats that are doing, and I know, like, there's plenty other cats that I've spoken to, you know, in the streets that are doing their own thing.
That's dope.
And I'm like, if that's your in, dog, that's your in. Like, yeah, do it, you know?
That's,
like,
hard. That's,
and the more, if we have, like, 100 book of swags or 100 Black Nations or 100 Skipanis,
yeah,
it means that the one.
Something right
in the beginning is only going to be propelled up or
that's what's up. I like the sound of that. So guys, once again, the hour has flown by.
We need another hour.
It's almost time. My man, I think you guys must tell the powers that be that we need another hour. Plus PJ Powers was here in the week. Anyway, oh. So yeah, I mean, you guys have heard it for yourselves. You know, it's really, really important that we kind of go in there and mine these insights the way they really are from the people who know exactly how it is to do it. You know, we sit behind our laptops and sit in our research meetings and Unilever research and think that we know exactly what it is that we should be saying to people, how we should be saying it, when there's another way to go and find those things out. So hit the niggas up, you know. You hit the guys up. You were saying what's your email address again? Twice.
Yes, info@bookofswag.co.za. Catch us also on Twitter @thebookofswagsa.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man. We got insights.
That's it. Until. Yeah, or call me up, you know. I maybe sometimes I can also play, you know, a hander over.
Yeah,
you know,
yes. A pivotal role. Yeah.
But yeah, but call the guys up, you know, and see what it is that the guys can do for you, because it sounds to me from everything that I've heard from the guys and from constant conversation with them, it feels like there are a whole lot of people who need what these guys do. In order to just change the way they do things, and in order to make their product better.
Yep.
So thanks, guys. Thanks for coming to hang out.
Yo, thank you, G-Man.
Yeah, thanks, man. And yeah, I mean, you know what? We're going to do this again sometime. I know we are.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, and to you out there, guys, Slurry Week, once again, you know? And these cats are going to be down there as well.
Irresponsible.
You know, when you bump into me, you probably bump into them as well. It's going to get messy.
Messy. Like, I need to make a public statement, Chief. If you are in Durban,
yeah,
it is going to get messy.
Yeah. As Kato would say, litigation.
So that's what time it is, guys. It's been another great show. It's been another dope hour of hanging out and speaking about advertising. Let me see you guys at Lurie's. Let's hang out. Let's have a beer. Let's have a tequila. Speaking of tequilas, like I say every single week, sometimes, a lot of the time, I really wish the show was on a Friday, because if the show was on a Friday, we'd be having tequila. Cheers, y'all.
This is CliffCentral.com.